This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees from Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh. He also dedicated to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara expressway, which has been developed at a cost of about 11,895 crore rupees. He also laid the foundation stone for five different road projects worth over 1,880 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting in Gwalior, he said these new industrial startups, including in Indore and Ujjain, will create thousands of new employment opportunities for the youth. Earlier, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees at Chittorgarh in Rajasthan. Addressing the program, Mr. Modi said the development of backward areas has been the priority of his government. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to a pair of scientists who developed the technology that paved the way for groundbreaking mRNA COVID vaccines. Professor Kathleen Carrico and Professor Drew Weissman will share the prize. The technology was experimental before the pandemic but has now been given to millions of people around the world. The same mRNA technology is now being researched for other diseases, including cancer. Carrico of Hungary and Weissman of the United States, long-standing colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania, have won a slew of awards for their research, including the prestigious Lasker Award in 2021, often seen as a precursor to the Nobel. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm in its statement said the laureates contributed to the unprecedented rate of vaccine development during one of the greatest threats to human health in modern times. The Bihar government today released the findings of its caste-based survey, which was undertaken in two phases this year. The officiating Chief Secretary of Bihar, Vivek Kumar Singh, released the data of the survey. The 101-page survey report says the population of the state is more than 13 crore and the biggest caste group is extremely backward caste, EBCs, which accounts for 36.01% of the state demography. According to findings of the survey, the backward caste BC population is 27.12% in the state and the scheduled caste SC constitutes 19.65% of the state population. The people of general category account for 15.52% in the state population. In terms of the lowest presentation of a caste-based group, the tribal population stands for 1.68% of the state population. Delhi police has arrested a most wanted terrorist who was also a member of the Pune ISIS module. He was on the National Investigation Agency's most wanted list, carrying a reward of 3 lakh rupees. Delhi police special cell has also detained a few other members of the module. The module was planning to carry out terror incidents in North India, taking instructions from foreign-based handlers. Alliance Air has completed 200 flight journeys from Chennai to Jaffna today. The connectivity between the two cities had resumed in December last year after a 3-year gap. The frequency of the flights was made daily after the demand increased in June this year. So far, over 21,000 passengers have travelled to Jaffna from Chennai on the route in just over 9 months' time. In Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India bagged 1 silver and 4 bronze medals today. This raises the overall tally to 58 medals, 13 gold, 22 silver and 23 bronze. Athletes once again brought laurels to the country. In 3,000 metres women's steeplechase final, Paru Chaudhary won silver and Preeti Lamba clinched the bronze medal. India's women and men's speed skating relay team secured 2 bronze medals, while in table tennis, India picked up a historic bronze medal in the women's doubles tournament. The Indian women's speed skating relay team consisting of Sanjana Bhatuka, Kartika Jagadeshwaran, Hiral Sadhu and Arachu Kasturi clinched the third place in speed skating 3,000 metres relay team event. Indian men's team of Aryan Pal, Anand Kumar, Siddhant Vikram followed up the Indian women's team and also nabbed a bronze in their final event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.